The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I truly believe, as much as I do love gospel music, I believe God told me early on that, you know, hey, your heart's in country music, so I'll find a way to use that.
'Cause that's not where you find it. Not even where you start. It don't take sight to see it.
American Idol contestant Garrett Miles, next on Life Today.
I'm so excited to have this time with you. I'm James Robinson. Life Today, you're gonna meet a young man that's blind, but boy, can he see. And he's going to talk about a song and sing it about a blind man can see Christmas. And I can't say Christmas and not think about that wonderful gift. And a lot of you are saying, well, where's Betty? And you hadn't heard her in the week. She had detached retina surgery, and that's face down, 24/7, basically as much as you can, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the message was 2 to 4, sometimes 6 weeks, dear God. So you be praying for Betty, I know you are, and that she's going to be back here real, real soon. I'm her nurse, and I count it a joy to just be doing my best to take care of her. So she doesn't need a bunch of emails, just prayer. She wouldn't be able to read them all right now. So just thank you for your love. Well, my guest, Michael Anthony Curtis, has been here with me quite a few times. He and I have very similar background. He's a songwriter, mostly Western songs, that has been with some of the greatest Western singers that you could ever know, all of them, you know. And he's a great singer himself. And Michael Anthony is sitting here by Garrett Miles, who is, he's blind. But I get the impression, I just kind of almost see just a glow coming off of him, a piece. Michael, tell our viewers, how did you come to know him? I know he was on American Idol.
He was on American Idol.
And made it to Hollywood.
Made it all the way to Hollywood.
But okay,
they got in the group rounds and they tried to make a dancing bear out of him. Garrett goes, that ain't me. So he said, I'll just go my own way. So,
well, you live close to him.
Well, his pastor called me and says, Mike, I want you to help Garrett. And God had put something in my heart, James, about setting plumb lines and making sure people stayed on the right path. And I asked Garrett, I said, Garrett, what do you feel like God's called you to do? And Garrett said, I'm supposed to reach the world through traditional country music. And I felt like I was really supposed to help him do that. And so a couple months later, he moved right down the road from me, and he's been my little brother ever since.
Well, I want him to tell us a little bit about his life and journey, but then I want you to tell about the miracle that leads to the song that you're going to hear. And I hope the whole world hears it. I mean, right away, and you can. But Garrett, tell me a little bit about your journey. I mean, were you born blind, or did something happen?
I was born blind. I was diagnosed with optic nerve hypoplasia. And what that is, it's where the optic nerve never fully develops. And I didn't have any vision at all as an infant. And my parents took me to Emory Hospital in Atlanta. And the doctors told them that I would never be able to see at all. Mm. And so I was probably about a year old and started getting some vision. And when my mom told me that when she saw that I was able to point out things and see some things, she just cried like a baby. Mm. And God, you know, we just always give glory to God for it. And when I was 5 years old, I had a few seizures, and we didn't know how that was going to go. And my mom took me to the doctor to get it checked out, and the doctors told my mom that I would never be able to attend a regular school, and that I'd never be able to dress myself, and pretty much I would be pegged helpless the rest of my life with a learning disability. Well, I took that opportunity to go to a regular school and graduate classes, regular classes with honors in high school and college.
Thank you, God.
And now I live on my own, and I'm loving every minute of it.
And you dress yourself.
I do.
Now, you said you got a little bit of vision. Are you still able to see shadows or anything at all, or just what where you stand on that now?
Well, I have a little bit of vision in my left eye, and I can see light and colors and overall pictures. Like, I can basically make out the overall image of you sitting there, but, like, I can't make out, like, small details like eye color and different things like that.
Do you think God sent Michael Anthony Curtis into your life?
I do.
All right, tell us what happened when y'all are sitting there talking and you got a zap. I mean, and you've gotten some of them with it, bless Randy Travis or Shelton or all any of these people that you've been with over the years. You just, what happened?
Well, when Pastor Don Butler called me and told me he wanted me to help, and I got on the phone with Garrett and his parents. And like I said, I just was at the time walking out what I felt was trying to help people set plumb lines. And I felt like Garrett had a unique calling. And then when he moved close to me and the more I got to know him, James, and I found out he could speak and sing in Spanish, we were actually playing a place one night and we had recorded a song in English and Spanish. And there was these young men and women from about 17 to 25 that were Hispanic. And I played them his English version and his Spanish version. They stayed 4 hours.
Wow.
To meet him. And I said, son, God's going to use you. He's going to use you in English and Spanish. He's going to take a blind Alabama boy, and he's going to use him. And Garrett and I have been fortunate to write and record some real good music. And like I was saying, Randy and Mary Travis love him. And I just think God's going to use him in a mighty way.
What happened when something took place between the two of you?
Well, I take him about once a week and let him get grits because he loves grits. So there's a place, a store called Stag's, and we go down there and get grits and gravy. And we were coming back, and Garrett says, Mike, you know what my two favorite Christmas songs are? And I said, what's that, Garrett? And he goes, Oh Holy Night and The New Kid in Town. And he just looked out the window, James Robinson. And man, I just felt the Lord come over me, and I got emotional. I said, look at her, God. Even a blind man can see Christmas. Then the songwriter went, whoa, Garrett, let's write that. would you be opposed to singing it? And Garrett like, no. So we got together and wrote it, finished it. Time Life Music just has released it. And we went back to Stag's to celebrate the release.
Now, you're going to hear it. You're going to be blessed, and you can get it. How they get it? They go online? By the way, if people wanted, Garrett wants to come to churches and places when we're able to all be together again, how would they communicate?
James, they can go to GarrettMiles.com or they can go to MichaelAnthonyCurtis.com and request Garrett to come to their church or their venue.
Any city function
they've got. Any city function. Yep. And you can go to YouTube and look up Garrett Miles, A Blind Man Can See Christmas. And then it's on Apple Music, Spotify.
They can access the song if they like it, right?
Yes, they can.
All right, let's hear it right now. I'm just so upset because this place would be packed because this is a miracle, and you're going to hear the miracle right now. Michael Anthony just wrote this song just like zap, which God's just given him that wonderful gift. By the way, you want to know this. The most number of people ever called in during a Life Today program to give their life to Christ was Michael over here singing to me a product of a forced relationship. His background, he had a really rough conception in life, too. None of us knew what all was going on. And he sat and sang to me. And 10,000 people got through and trusted Christ. And we jammed the entire AT&T phone system years ago. It was before they got as advanced as they are. But we jammed it nationwide.
That was awesome.
So many people called him. So I want you to listen right now to this. Even a blind man can see Christmas.
I may never see the evergreen that reaches to the sky, glitter, gold, and silver that you see with your eyes, pretty bows and presents, the way you all get to, but a
blind man can see Christmas. How about you? 'Cause that's not where you find it, not even where you start. It don't take sight to see it when you see it with your heart. Those winter lands of magic in painted Christmas scenes, my imagination I've seen only in my dreams. But I don't let it get me down. No, I won't be blue, 'cause a blind man can see Christmas. How about you? 'Cause that's not where you find it, not even where you start. It don't take sight to see it when you see it with your heart. I may never see the snow fall as it tumbles to the ground, but I know that special feeling when Jesus' holy love shines down. Yeah, he was born to save us all. His love is always true. Hey, a blind man can see Christmas. How about you? Yes, we'll always see Christmas. How about you?
Boy, you don't know how much I wish everybody could see Christmas, the Christ of Christmas. Father, I pray that. Garrett, you and Michael have a wonderful gift. And Michael has made it highly emphasized to me to be sure everybody knows you all got that song together. But it was kind of a download, wasn't it? Garrett, did you sense when he threw that title at you that the lyrics, the words just started coming?
Well, I kind of sensed where I wanted to go with it for sure, but what happened was we'd got back to the house and he went and grabbed a guitar and he already had that first verse in his head and he started playing it for me. And so I went back in the house and I just said, Lord, if this is supposed to be, just give me the words to say that glorifies you. And so it wasn't 5 minutes later, I had what ended up being the last verse written, and I sent it to him, and he said, I love it. And so he called me back and said, what do you say we go back to Stags in a little bit and finish the rest of it?
Let me say this to all of you. Don't you like to be part of a miracle? And I want you to really pray for Garrett. And there's the address. You can go online. Michael Anthony Curtis, you see his information, you might say, you know what, I got the place, the church, the community opportunity. We want you to come bless us. So just take advantage of that. Garrett, I want to pray right now. Father, I want you to bless Garrett beyond anything you ever dreamed, because he is seeing you, not just Christmas, but you. And he wants your will to be done through his life, even though he's blind. He's not bitter. He's better. And he wants everybody to be better because of the better maker, you. So you bless him and you bless Michael Anthony in Jesus' name. Michael, what can we, our viewers, do to be a real meaningful encouragement to you two?
Brother, we just want to come out to their churches and to wherever they are and just be a light of the Lord. You know, we want to come and bring our music, bring our testimony, as you know mine. Garrett wants to tell his, and, you know, if it's a home concert, if it's a church, it don't matter if it's 25 or 25,000. We just want to leave script and purse behind and just go.
Well, I want to encourage all of you to there again, take note of how you can communicate with them. I want you to really pray for them. And Garrett, I don't know, you know, I've not been able to see all we do, but our ministry is, and I've been saying this to people a lot, that in the last years of my life, if I live to be 100, I'm certainly in the last, you know, quarter of my life, because I'm 77, but I'm living for kingdom impact now. And one of the main emphasis I have is I want to get the body of Christ to come together like a healthy family, like a healthy body. And the thing I've been saying is I want us to get God's arms around the world He gave His Son to redeem. And the only way we can get God's arms around the world is do it as His body, as the church, a healthy church.
Yes, sir.
Not with amputated body parts all over the desert, but with a healthy family. So, Garrett, I want you to really be praying for us here, and we're really going to be praying for you. And I'm hoping people all over the world see this, start praying for you. I'm hoping many of you will just get that address, and we're going to be praying for you.
But well, let me tell you, I appreciate that.
I know you do, and I know you do too, Michael. You've been such a great help to everybody, just pointing them to Jesus. I've watched you get God's arms around a lot of broken people, some of them entertainers that really need a lot of love. And, buddy, you're a vessel of love. And that's what all of you are who watch. And, Garrett, you don't know this, and you won't be able to see it, but we feed hungry children all over the world, millions of them. And we've saved millions of lives. When I say we, that's our viewers. So right now we're in our mission feeding emphasis. I'm going to ask all of our viewers, you can not only see, but you can see the will of God. And the will of God is to get His arms around the least of these. Jesus said, when you notice the hungry, the thirsty, those that are bound in prison, those that are needy, and you touch them, you touch me, you minister to me, will you please right now watch prayerfully, not just focus carefully, but prayerfully, and say, God, how can I be the miracle that's needed in that life? I want to be. Watch closely, because I believe you will be.
I am an African. This is my country. I came from this land. These are my people. And when the children of our continent die, when the children of our continent suffer, when they go to bed without a meal, I suffer. I feel that pain. I feel it like they're my own children. And James, I know that you feel the same. Betty, I know that that's in your heart, because when you came here and you were exposed to what my dad showed you so many years ago, more than 30 years ago, you responded in the same way that we respond. James, I saw how yours and Betty's hearts were broken, as though these were your children, as though these were your people, and you adopted the children of Africa as your own. And you went back and you asked the friends of life, you asked your friends to respond, to give whatever they could give. You described to them how desperate the situation was, and they opened their hearts and they responded. So James, I'm asking you, please, please appeal to the friends of life. Help us, James, help me to help our children like you helped my dad those many years ago, and like you have helped us year after year consistently to save the lives of millions and millions of children on this continent, our children, your children. James, please, help us today. Help us to save our children. We cannot do it without you, and I know that in your heart, you see them as yours. So I'm asking you today, James, I'm asking you, Betty, please, do whatever you can do. Speak to your friends, speak to the friends of life, and ask them to open their hearts and give the very best gift they can give.
Boy, I just want to say, Peter, we love you. He's in the next kingdom. But boy, he impacted this kingdom while he was here and still does. Watching me and Betty in black hair, both of us look so young, more than 30 years ago. And we've never stopped putting God's arms around those precious people that God gave Jesus to die for. And you and I, because of the love of Jesus in our heart, have been saving millions of children's lives now for so many years. Betty and I are not as young as we were then at all. Likely you're not. But all of us together have been putting God's arms around those precious people He loves so much. I don't have the ability to share as effectively as I feel like you need to hear it. The deep appreciation that we, along with the missionaries, have for your prayers, your love, and your support. To say that it changes everything for people is almost like an understatement, because the change is so dramatic now that it gives them a chance at life. And for many of these mothers, the greatest joy they'll ever have. They don't have a lot of entertainment around. Their baby, their children are their source of joy. And when that's being ripped out, only the joy that Jesus puts in our heart, that we share because of the love that puts that joy there and the grace and gift that put it there, because we reach out, it changes everything beginning now, but also for eternity, because these missionaries first reveal and demonstrate the love of God. They demonstrate the life of the kingdom of God and the reality of that King and His love. And when they demonstrate it, then it's easy to believe in the Father of the family that loves like that. And that's what you're doing. I'm telling you, you are the greatest expression. You said, no, those missionaries and what all of you all were doing, you can't do it if you don't do what God has gifted you to do, to pray and also say, I'm going to send you over there. I'm sending the gospel, not just in word, but in demonstration, because we don't just teach the word in word only, but we teach it in deed, in action. That's what you're doing. Would you right now, would you get a bank card or get a check? Whatever it takes, get it. If you get a bank card, use it like a check. But would you go online and make that gift now, or would you call that number and use that card and say, I'm making this gift. Could you give $100 and feed 10 children? We always make it clear that 30 and 50 will feed 3 or 5 for the next months. But listen to me, $100 feeds 10. And you know, a lot of you have the ability to give 1,000 or several thousand, and I'm going to tell you right now, Isaac said, James, in those very areas where we've got hundreds of thousands of children and families right now that we're feeding, we're watching more come every day because of the pandemic. James, we may be crying out beyond any time in the past even. Please help. Father, show every person not only what they can do, but what they should do, in Jesus' name. Please, we have some gifts to send you. We want to be a blessing to you, to say thank you, but you really are giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. Would you please make that gift right now as God leads? Thank you so much.
Today, on top of the daily fight for life and food, families and children across Africa are now forced to deal with the challenges of a global health crisis. Because of COVID-19, food scarcity has increased drastically, and the fear of dying from lack of food is far greater than the virus itself. Even in these unprecedented times, Mission Feeding won't stop. With your help, Mission Feeding will continue to be a daily source of food, encouragement, and health for the 350,000 children counting on us. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you 40 Days of Healing Promises. This beautiful hardcover devotional will encourage you in your faith as you dive deep into the healing promises that are yours in Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a Blessings for Your Home Bowls and Tea Towels set. This set of bowls and 2 beautifully designed tea towels will make a wonderful addition to your home and serve as a reminder of your help in blessing others as a friend of life. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I'm I'm here in just one of the malnutrition clinics. And as you can see, I'm here with this beautiful mother and this little one. You know, it's Africa, it's warm here, but look at her legs. She's completely wrapped up, and her little hands. The need is so urgent. I mean, I've heard about it. I've seen the things that James and Betty have done for years. But to actually come here myself and see with my own eyes how urgent the need is, I'm asking you, in Jesus' name, would you go to the phones right now, or would you go on lifetoday.org and make the best gift possible? We can all do something. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a 14-year-old kid watching this, or if you're 84 years old and you're living in a limited income, we can all do something. No mother should have to travel 25 kilometers to bring her very sick child to a clinic because she's so malnourished. Would you give your best gift now? Please go to your phone right now. Go online right now and give the best you can. If we all do it, we can change the world for these moms and for these children.
You know, I just say thank you for being a miracle. You know, as we approach the greatest celebration of the greatest gift, let's give life, life, live it, give it. We're sending the beautiful towels that have the beautiful greatness of God and His Word, His truth. The greatest of these is love. And these, for those of you who give $100, we're sending the 40 days of healing promises to all of you who make any gift. And I want to remind you, because Garrett, you all have blessed us, Garrett, you and Michael. And I want to say that you can go to iTunes or any place music is purchased, and you can get this song and enjoy it. And I really hope you'll be praying for them, because it'll mean a lot to him. Hey, thank you guys for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Very much. Thank you all for watching. Thanks for sharing life.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. Stacy Hennigan had big questions for God when her daughter died.
That's to me when it was the hardest, because we had believed, I mean, we were believing in prayer.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.